What is your view of heaven? Was your upbringing, did that teach you what heaven is, or is it different from what some people
think? It's different. It's very different. What was taught to me when I was a child from a Catholic background, discipline, is very, very different than what I've been taught by spirit over the 25 years. From my gathering, we have it right, and the religions don't have it right. I think there are vestiges and different parts of elements, if you are, aspects of truth that religions have. But I will tell you, I don't think there are 177 virgins. I'm sorry. I don't find
I don't think
What I do find is a place which is, again, you have to remember, I'm looking at it from a three-dimensional point of view, but was described to me, not only through me, but other mediums through the years, including Leslie Flint, who's a very famous physical medium, and other mediums over the, decades and decades. It's a place where you have unlimited, if you will, vistas. And you have places, residence of living, if you choose to have a place of living, which really characterizes who you are as a soul, the level that you're at. And all the land that is around that residence works in correspondence with that residence. Everything seems to aesthetically belong together in perfect harmony. And there are places of learnings. They have places of, there are no ceilings, it seems. They have symphony halls. They have places of artwork. Great pieces of art. It seems that on the other side of life, that's the truth, that's the real place, and the great masters live there and their works live there, and we on the earth receive them inspirationally, but we're not the holder of those great pieces. It seems that there are all different types of environments over there that you'd wish to go to, tropical environments, to country environments, to just houses, Main Street house type things. It all depends on the evolution of the soul. And then there are other frequencies, other levels of being, if you will, higher levels, where they don't need such physicality types of things, which they talk about worlds and cities of light, cities of various light. And you go to that light, depending, the city of light, depending on your emotional, your spiritual and emotional, physical, mental being, your level of awareness.
Do you ever come across parents who have lost the belief system that anything has happened to their child in terms of moving on to heaven or anything like that?
Yes. Yes, I have. I've worked with them, and again, it's not up to me to change their minds. I just present the information, and it is really up to that soul to choose how they're going to receive the information and, or not receive that information. But the child has gone painstakingly through trying to teach that parent that they are around them as far as, let's say, moving things around the house, as far as making the radio turn on and off, as far as the cell phone goes on and off, the pager goes on and off, but they're with the deceased child's number. And if the parent doesn't pay attention, that's it. And that's what can they do? What can the child do? So I have had that, and I've had people say, God, I don't believe in God. And, you know, there's one story in my book, which is really interesting. Again, in Los Angeles, I was doing an event at the El Rey Theater, and I remember this boy came through, and he spoke about various things, and then he said to his mother, you were going into the closet last week, and you were going to find my gun. And she said, yes, I was. And then he said to me, my mother was going to kill herself.
Oh, jeez.
And I had to say that to the audience.
Jeez.
He said, he saw me, you were going to kill yourself. And she broke down and cried. This is actually on YouTube.